the strength we get not only from what we eat, but also through breathing. Breath gives the additional strength. Suppose if you want to lift a 20 kilo bag, rice bag in the supermarket, what we do, we inhale, hold the breath and lift it. We get extra energy through the breath. Inhale and lift it. If you do not inhale and lift it, you may get a slip disc problem, disc related problem. You have to synchronize your lifting with the breath. At the same time, when we are releasing the heavy item from the whatever we have lifted, we bring it down along with exhale. When we bring it, we exhale. When we inhale, our chest goes up happy. When you are happy, your chest goes up. When you are depressed, your lungs crunches. Their lungs becomes droopy. It's a sign of unhappiness, a sign of no energy. When the energy is there, lungs opens up. The breath and your energy, they go hand in hand. Last week I touched upon three types of breathing: Ura Shwasa, Udara Shwasa, Griva Shwasa, Griva, Ura and Udara. Griva here is clavicular breathing. Griva, clavicular, Ura, chesty breathing, and Udara Shwasa, stomach breathing. Ura, here Griva, people with extreme anxiety situation, they resort to clavicular breathing. The moment air hits here, they breathe out. People with asthma also, they breathe that way. Or if you are panicking, extreme panicky situation, extreme anxiety situation, it is only clavicular breathing. Extreme anxiety situation, pranayama has a solution for that one. Go take the breath further in. Further in the chesty breathing, in the gym and even the schools, everywhere, they teach people to breathe chesty breathing. Chest goes out, chest goes up, your collarbone goes up, rib cages goes sideways. That is how they teach. Still, mind is not calmed here or clavicular breathing. To calm the mind, diaphragmic breathing, when you put long inhale, make use of all three compartments in the lungs, your diaphragm goes down, pushes your stomach out. And as you exhale, diaphragm is pulled in, stomach comes in. This method, people with anxiety problem, depression problem, and restlessness, insomnia problem, they find abdominal breathing beneficial. Abdominal breathing helps in calming the nerves. People with Parkinson's problem, also they find this one beneficial. In our lungs, we have forgotten, we have what is called as oxygen capturing cells called as alveoli. Alveoli, we have so many cells, if you keep cells next to each other, it will cover this tennis court. It's so much of alveoli are there. Most of our sacs are empty. We are not filling the sacs. Sacs are there to capture. We are not breathing properly. Most of our sacs are empty. When you start breathing deeper, oxygen capturing sacs are filled in. When the sacs are filled in, so there is no need for you to breathe that often, because you are stored up. When you are breathing oxygen outside at the sea level, oxygen, 21% oxygen is there in the outside. When you exhale, the air oxygen content reduces to 17 to 16%. 4 to 5% oxygen has absorbed, and instead it is replaced with carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide percent may be the 4 to 5% in the exhalation. Exhalation carbon dioxide percent, oxygen is replaced, that percentage is replaced by carbon dioxide. In the room with so many people or in a crowded place, we feel suffocated. We feel brain is cluttered, or in a whole day I'm in a building. In the closed up, so many people, a room is filled with so much of carbon dioxide. Everyone is pumping out carbon dioxide. We are not getting enough oxygen. We feel very tired. We feel, I need a fresh air. I want to go for a walk. Why? Because room is filled with carbon dioxide, toxins. I want to get a fresh air. When you learn the art of breathing, the diaphragmic breathing, the oxygen, you can absorb oxygen well. When the oxygen content is increased, hemoglobin content in the body increases, body immunity goes up. Immunity goes up. When the oxygen content increases, glow in the face is there. Eyesight improves. Skin, the people with skin problem, they find this one beneficial. The overall health improves, and your energy level goes up when the oxygen content has increased. On the other token, when you detoxify, release all the carbon dioxide from the body, again, when you release the carbon dioxide, body becomes flexible. Many people, they say they can't do yoga. As they start practicing yoga, their flexibility has improved. One of the reasons is toxins starts getting released from the body. When the toxins are released, body becomes flexible, and mind clarity in thinking improves. Memory power increases, and overall health improves through the releasing the carbon dioxide. Both should go hand in hand. Oxygen content, take in, saturate the blood with oxygen, and detoxify. When that process is happening, in that when the whatever food you are eating, it is converted into energy, carbon dioxide is produced, you have to release that one proper through the proper breathing. That is why nostrils are there. People tend to use mouth for breathing. This is the airways. Airways, learn to breathe through the nostrils. Through the nostrils helps in oxygenating the blood well and detoxifying the carbon dioxide. When the oxygen content through the pranayama, your strength increases. Ayama, as I mentioned in the previous classes, expansion. Pranasya ayamaha, my prana, my energy must be expanded. My expansion of prana happens, one through the food, and second through breathing. Third, I mentioned, through the positive thinking, association with noble people, positive people, inspired people, prana goes up. And in pranayama, Sri Krishna, he talks about the pranayama. As your energy starts going up, toxins gets released, you start exhaling out unwanted things, taking on only the good things in your life. Sukham atyantikam yathad buddhi grahya atendriyam veti yatrana chaivayam sthitas chalati aschalaha. Shri Krishna says, sukham atyantikam yathad buddhi grahya atendriyam. Many things you cannot comprehend through the senses. I may have good eyesight, good limbs, good mind, but the intuition to dawn, atindriya, beyond the indriya shakti, the creativity. No senses teach us how to be creative. To go beyond the realm of senses, buddhi grahya atindriyam, veti yatrana chaivayam, sitaschalati aschalaha. When so happy through the pranayama expansion, mind becomes creative. You never read about that one, never heard about that one. Things starts automatically coming to you. And when it happens, buddhi grahyati veti yatrana chaivayam sthitaschalati tattvatah. I am not shaken by the opinions of people. I am established within. So, Sri Krishna is saying, pranayama is taking you to the doorstep, to the meditation. Meditation requirement is pranayama. It is taking you to the portals of samadhi. You are established within. Apane juhati pranam, prana apane tatapare, prana apana gati rudva, pranayama parayana. When I am in ecstasy, when I am in immense bliss, I forget to breathe also. I neither inhale nor exhale. I neither inhale nor exhale. I stop. My mind is still. I even have forgotten to breathe. And Sri Krishna says that state is pranayama. Not focusing inhale and exhale. So joy. In bliss, bliss to the peak, I have experienced that one. In that point, my breathing stops. And prana apana gati rudva, it has stopped. I am satisfied within. I am contented within. I am not dependent on anything from outside. And I have not despising what I have inside. I am happy within, so happy within, I am so contented within, Sri Krishna says that is the state of meditation, pranayama is that one. And you are totally stopped, you have become yourself. You are not becoming like somebody. My desires have subsided. I am contented, I am happy, I am in joy, I am in bliss. One who is in joy alone can give joy to others. If I myself is sulking in my life, always complaining, how can I add value to other life? In the corporate level, they talk about human resource development and you have to peer training, motivate, key to motivate. It is not reading from the slide. It is not picking up the jargon. Are you in joy? When you are in joy, that person alone can bring joy to others' life. And Patanjali talks about the same thing. Prachardhana vidharana bhyam va pranasya. Dharana, you have to hold it. What I have to hold it? Prachardhana vidharana bhyam. You are holding the state within where there is no urge in you for inhalation, there is no urge in you to acquire more, or you have a craving to exhale, get rid of something. You are found the poise. That state Patanjali talks about as pranayama. Sri Krishna, he repeats, Patanjali takes the footsteps of Bhagavad Gita. Whatever Sri Krishna has said, in other words, Patanjali has explained. The Patanjali pranayamas, one, the elevate, deeper breathing, and as you start breathing deeper, mind calms down. You get settled within. You start discovering the fountain of joy within that person. Alone is fit to become a leader. Leader is the one able to inspire others to excel, inspire others through joy. People should feel, I also should excel in my life. I should become something extraordinary. When you experience that one, you will be able to add value to others. Sukham atyantikam yatha, Sri Krishna says, not ordinary happiness. Sukham atyantikam, the peak of the happiness, you should get that one in this life itself, not to wait till retirement. Now, when you have the strength, invest onto yourself and lead rest of your life in peak of happiness.